I just never thought of repercussions. I never really thought of it. I wasn't even thinking, even though I knew she was interviewing me, that she was going to, you know, that it meant anything.
What's your reaction to the repercussions?
Well, when I first heard it, I thought, it can't be true. It's just one of those things like bad eggs in Adelaide and things. And then when I realised it was serious, I was worried stiff. You know, because I knew the sort of how it would go on, and the more the things that would get said about it, and all those miserable looking pictures of me looking like a cynic and that, and they'd go on and on and on, and it'd get out of hand, and I couldn't control it. You know, I can't answer for it when it gets that big, because it's nothing to do with me then.
Hey, this jockey in Birmingham, Alabama, who really started the most of the repercussions, has demanded an apology from you.
He can have it, you know. I apologise to him if he's upset and he really means it. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said it, really, for the mess it's made. But I never meant it as a lousy or anti-religious thing or anything. You know, and I can't say any more than that.
This was, all in all, quite a lot of madness for four provincial young men from the north of England to endure. And so it was that when the Beatles laid down their instruments after their last number at Candlestick Park in San Francisco in August of 1966, they said goodbye to public performing forever.